Good evening. Good Chodesh. So today's daf is daf Nun Gimel and Brachos. And in Nun Gimel Amud Beis, there's a debate between Rav and Rava, for example. The question is regarding the Bracha Borei Merei Hoesh on Saturday night. So Rav Yehuda Mar Rav says, when it says you have, the Mishnah says that you shouldn't make a bracha on the Ner unless you're going to achiosu, unless you're going to derive benefit from the light. So Rav's of the opinion, he says, you actually don't have to derive benefit. It's just that, he says, Ela kol she'ilu omeid bekarov mishtamesh l'ora v'afilu berachok makom. He says that even if you're standing really far away, but if you would come closer and you could see the light and you could benefit from it, then it's okay. So you can stand far away. And you don't actually have to derive benefit from the light, but it's something. It's a light that if you would come close, then that would be sufficient. Rava disagrees. And Rava says, Yosu mamash, you actually have to derive benefit from it. Vikama, how much? And one opinion is, you tell the difference between two different coins. The light, if you put two coins up in front of the light, you can tell the difference. And another opinion is that you can tell the difference between two different weights. The Shulchan Aruch says, Eim nevarchim al hanerachi yeosu la'oro. Dehainu, Sheyia samuchlo, that you're near the light, bichdei sheyucha lahaker bein matbeam min dinazul matbeam bedin achers, so that you could, that you are close enough to the light so that you are able to tell the difference between the coins of two different countries. And in fact, as the Mishnah Brura writes, he says that therefore, in Sifkat and Yud Gimel, he says, if you're Yotzei the Bracha of Havdalah from other people, and you want to be Yotzei with the Bracha of Borei Merei Hoesh, you can still be Yotzei Havdalah, even without Borei Merei Hoesh, but if you want to be Yotzei the Bracha of Borei Merei Hoesh, you have to get close to the fire, so that Kishir Zek, they should ye yucha lotzeis gam bebirchas Borei Merei Hoesh, you just go close, so you can be Yotzei the Bracha. Now, question is, you need to turn off the lights. Okay? Do you actually need to derive benefit, or do you actually need to derive benefit? Like, let's say, am I allowed to make Bracha Bermer Oesh in this room with all the lights on? Am I deriving any additional benefit from a candle here? So in this, it writes here in the back of the Dirshu Mishnah Brura, so he says that the language of the Mishnah Brura, it says, Sheyucha lahakir. He says, based on this, Dai b'mesh nimtza samuch la'or, both in sheyachol la'hakir bein matbeah l'matbeah. Af im eino nene, befoa me'or haner mitamim acherim. He says that all you have to be is close enough that you could derive benefit from the light, if it was, let's say, pitch black. However, even if in practice you're not deriving benefit, then as long as you're close enough that if the lights are off and you're close enough, you could tell the difference between these two coins, then that would be sufficient. So with he says, this is the opinion of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish had the custom of not to turn off his electric lights when he cited Bermer Hoesh. And this is Rav Chaim Kanievsky brought this down in his Sefer Shabbos Yisrael. And additionally, the Stipler also did that. So there are many poskim. Again, it might be a nice thing to actually derive benefit to turn off the electric lights so you can see the light. But for those people who don't turn off the lights and they're actually not getting benefit from the light, they're seeing the fire, but they're actually not getting benefit. As long as you're close enough that the lights are off, you could see the difference between two different coins. Close enough. So even if in practice you're not getting benefit, that would still be sufficient for the Bracha Bermer Hoesh.